Travis Hunter spent most of Wednesday's joint practice with Carolina at cornerback. In team drills, he worked on the defensive side, recorded a pass breakup late in the session, and took limited offensive snaps, per John Shipley at Jaguar Report. He then sat Friday's 34-17 loss to the Panthers with the rest of Jacksonville's frontliners, per John Oser at the team's website, his second straight game held out with the starters, which continues to say roster importance without saying position. That is the whole week, and its shape is the story. A week ago, the two-way experiment produced data in both directions. Beaten deep at corner, a red zone touchdown at receiver. This week, the offensive half of the ledger nearly disappeared. No targets in the practice coverage, no packages worth a note, while the defensive half produced the one play he made. It happened, worth saying, in a week when the receiver room had openings. Parker Washington sidelined by an undisclosed injury and Brian Thomas absorbing targets, per Shipley. And the openings went to Thomas and the rookies, not to Hunter packages. One structural caveat has not moved all camp. No updated snap count reporting surfaced this week either, so the offense-defense split remains practice-eye impressionism rather than a number. Back in June, we previewed Hunter as the least measurable player we cover and said the real question was which job the franchise gives him. The front office had twice said the emphasis tilts toward defense. Every week of August usage since has read the same way. Cornerback against frontline competition, offense in slivers. What to watch? How the initial 53-man roster lists him at next Sunday's cutdown, and whether a single offensive rep arrives from Trevor Lawrence, rather than a backup. Still the tell we named a week ago, still untriggered, we'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.